switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillors' Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you are attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. You will see from the agenda, in an effort to be more transparent, that some of the appendices are in closed session, while the report itself is in open. If there is an item you wish to discuss, the appendix, if everyone is in agreement, perhaps you would wait until we go into closed session at the end of the meeting. All right, everybody, you're very welcome to our last meeting of this year. And just like to thank you all for all your cooperation throughout the year, and the officers Conor, Sinead and Sinead. And I'd also like to thank Councillor Hurley, who covered a couple of meetings for me back at the start of the year when I had a few personal issues. So thanks very much, everyone, and all the best for the next year. Well, Councillor Andrews?
First of all, Chair, it's hard to believe where the time has gone to, and from last year whenever you took over as Chair of SME and along with Councillor Hardy, and I must say that you've done a brilliant job as Chair over the past year. Put up with me and you were allowed to come in and speak and all, but I'd like to thank you personally. You've done such a brilliant job and a fantastic, and you've done it, you've carried out the role impeccably, and thank you for all your help over the year, and also to Councillor Hardy as well. It's a good committee to come on to, and thank you too for what you've done as Vice Chair. Thanks to you both.
Thanks, Councillor Andrews.
I was told as Vice Chair I don't get a goodbye speech. So.
See, you don't have one prepared then, no? No worries. We'll move on to item two, which is declarations of interest. Have we any? No. Item three is the action sheet from the Sustainability and Environment Committee held on the 29th of April 2026, and that is page 12 and 13 of your agenda. Is there any issues arising? No. Could I get a proposer and a seconder there?
So proposed.
Proposed by Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Ruan. Thank you. Item four is the consultation on the UK's new product safety framework.
Thank you, Chair. The purpose of this paper, this report, is to seek committee approval to submit the consultation response, which is being drafted by the Environmental Health Department on behalf of the Council, on the Government's proposals on a new, modernised and enhanced core product safety framework. This consultation seeks views and proposals on the UK's new product safety framework to the Department for Business and Trade and the Office for Product Safety and Standards. Taking this paper as read, members are asked to approve the submission of the consultation response to the Department for Business and Trade and proposals on a new modernised and enhanced core product safety framework as detailed in Appendix A. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you, Sinead. Councillor
Andrews? Thank you very much, Sinead. And I do recognise and concur with what has been envisaged in this particular agenda item, and appreciate very much what has been set out in Section 3 of the agenda and our rationale in setting out our response to this important piece of work on improvements, etc., and also to make it relevant and fit for purpose, and also the, recognise the harmonisation and alignment in local and relevant legislation elsewhere. So happy to propose that we go ahead with the consultation
on section 3 or 4.
Thank you, Commissioner Andrews. Is anyone else looking in? Would I get a seconder there for item 4? Seconded by Councillor Rowan. Thank you. Item 5 is the consultation on the UK's market surveillance and enforcement framework, and this is Sinead Traynor again.
Thank you, Chair. This paper is for decision, again another consultation. So the purpose of this report is to seek committee approval to submit the consultation response drafted by the Environmental Health Department on behalf of the Council on proposals on a new modernised and enhanced reform of the UK product regulation, market surveillance and enforcement. Again, taking this paper as read, members are asked to approve the submission of the consultation response to the Department for Business and Trade on proposals on a new modernised and enhanced reforms to UK product regulation, market surveillance and enforcement as detailed in Appendix 1. Thank you.
Thank you, Sinead. Councillor Andrews.
Thanks. Again, as above in the previous agenda item, this is a very important topic that is before us. The world and the technology that goes with it is constantly evolving and changing almost on a daily basis. And there is plenty of food for thought here and a lot to digest and take in as well. But happy to support the recommendations and what is here before us this evening and to progress this important issue forward.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews. Are you happy to propose?
Yeah.
Councillor Hardy, are you looking in? No? Okay. See anyone else looking in? Could I get a seconder there for item 5, please? Seconded by Councillor Larkin. Thank you. Okay, item 6 is the consultation on the fire safety of domestic upholstered furniture, and Sinead Traynor again.
Thank you, Chair. This paper is for decision. The purpose of this report is to seek committee approval to submit the consultation response drafted by the Environmental Health Department on behalf of the Council to the Government's proposals on new regulations around the safety of domestic upholstered furniture. Taking this paper as read, members are asked to approve the consultation response on fire safety of domestic upholstered furniture to the Department for Business and Trade as detailed in Appendix 1 of this report. Thank you.
Thank you, Sinead. Any issues arising? Councillor Andrews?
Again, yeah, you'll be sick of me before the next two, but a very important topic before us this evening, and I feel that this is one that affects each and every one of us in the district. The consultation exercise is to be welcomed, and I fully support the recommendations and what has been listed in this action, and for us to participate in and complete the exercise regarding the consultation.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Riley. Item 6 has been proposed there by Councillor Andrews. Could I get a seconder there?
Yeah.
Seconded by Councillor Hardy. Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to item 7, which is sustainability memberships and SLAs, and this is Connor.
Thank you, Chair. Purpose of this report is to consider and agree to provide financial support to Sustainable NI, Keep Northern Ireland Beautiful, and the NI Resource Network. That's to support the Council on Sustainability, Climate Change, Eco Skills, Live Here, Love Here, and Circular Economy Initiatives for 26-27 financial year. Taking the report as read, members are asked to approve the following support. So firstly, we have support for Sustainable NI Accelerator membership of £10,000. The next item then is support for Keep Northern Ireland Beautiful at £39,770, and the breakdown is there in section 5. And lastly, to pay membership to NI Resource Network at a cost of £400, and that's to support circular economy and waste initiatives. And just to note, the resource allocation for this is already contained within this year's budget. Thank you.
Thank you, Connor. Any issues arising? Nope. No one online either. Could I get a proposer and a seconder there for item 7? Please. Proposed by Councillor Hardy, and I'm happy to second it. Okay, thank you. Move on to item 8, which is the draft parking order, and this is Connor again.
Thanks again, Chair. Purpose of this report is to update members on a particular aspect of the off-street parking function, which was transferred to Council's in 2015. Specifically, this report focuses on the issue of the legislative parking order governing the use of the council off-street car parks and the progress of the following document, which is the NMDDC draft off-street parking order 2026. So presently, council-controlled car parks operate under the off-street parking order 2000. And this was order was enacted by DFI, and it's a legislative document. The issue is really it greatly restricts council's ability to control various aspects of our car parks. Other sites within the council are governed by council bylaws, which provide challenges around enforcement contraventions, and several are actually devoid of any legislative cover at all. So over the years, the off-street parking landscape has evolved, with councils moving away from the DFI-centric model and formulating their own enforcement contracts in conjunction with meeting other demands to effectively manage available parking provisions. This has driven the necessity for councils to develop their own individual parking orders. It is therefore essential that all councils have their parking orders progressed and agreed, and that's really required prior to DFI removing their current legislation. The main core of the proposed council parking order remains the same as the previous order that's in force. The key proposed changes are outlined in section 2.3 and 2.4 below. So firstly, we have it would give us the ability to arrange the suspension of car parking places for works, events, and which are beneficial to the community or were deemed reasonable. And the next modification then would be the inclusion of additional car parks under the order. As I mentioned previously, that would give us the ability to actually enforce these car parks, these particular car parks, where we're having current control issues. Therefore, it is proposed that members agree upon the Newry Morningdown District Council draft parking order and authorise the release for public consultation process. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Connor. Is there any comments and questions in the chamber? Councillor Rowan?
Yeah, sure. It's no issues with the report as said, but it's just an issue that was raised with Councillor Selena Murphy, and she spoke to myself about it. I think I spoke to Connor about it as well, but specific parking bays for mothers and kids, it's something that's not legislated for in it, and we do have them in shopping centres, but none of our car parks do have them, and is it something that we can actually look at and see? Obviously, it would have to be a district-wide thing we'd have to look at and see, can we provide those type of parking spaces?
Yep, that's something, I saw that coming through. Thanks, Councillor Rowan. That's something we'll take on board within the remit of the new order. I just need to check whether legislatively can we do that at the moment, or are we restricted in some way? I'm not actually sure. But the benefit of us having our own order in place really gives us the flexibility to do whatever is agreed at council. So I follow that up and come back to you and see how do we bring that forward.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Riley?
Yeah, thanks, Una. I was just wanting to know, in years gone by, whenever we had a lot of problems on antisocial behaviour and drinking, in public places like car parks, whatever, the council had to enact bylaws specifically to stop that sort of activity. And the number of complaints now, I'm sure all councillors are getting them about these e-scooters and e-scramblers. Do we need specific bylaws introduced by the council to counter this threat? Because it really is a threat now. They're so dangerous. Thank you.
Through the chair, just in respect of the council bylaws, that's something that we would need to be discussing with the legal team. I do believe that there was discussion at the Active and Health Communities committee this week, so I'll direct that query through that committee, Councillor Riley.
Okay, thank you. Madam Chair, it's really important that we follow up hard on that, so it's thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Riley. Did I get a proposer and a seconder there for item 8? Proposed by Councillor... No. And seconded by Councillor Rowan. Sorry, Helena, I had a blank. Okay, we'll move on to item 9, which is the Climate Adaptation Report to DERA, and this is Connor again.
Thank you. The purpose of this report is for members to consider and approve the submission of the attached Climate Change Adaptation Report. This is required by the Climate Change Reporting Bodies Regulations 2024. Just to note, where officers were under a lot of pressure, the portal was only open for a short time frame, so it had to be submitted by the 31st of March 2026. But any suggested changes or additions can be added to the submission. The first report of the climate change adaptation was submitted, as I said, by the 31st of March 2024, and the reports are required to include governance objectives and strategies addressing climate adaptation, methodology used to identify and assess climate change impacts, climate risks, and any climate adaptation actions proposed, and the reports are required every 5 years. So it is recommended that members consider and approve the submission of the DERA Climate Adaptation Report 2026. Thank you.
Thank you, Connor. Have we any comments or questions about item 9? No? Could I get a proposal? Oh, sorry, Councillor.
Just to really comment and mark, these discussions have taken place in recent months regarding some of the climate change targets that there are at the moment, and certainly I have my own concerns about some of the targets and how realistic they are, and the fact that some of us have argued that there should be a review of them. So I just take those concerns noted, just as part of balance. But it's already submitted, obviously, from all the officials, but I would like certainly my concerns to be noted in terms of some of the targets that are in place at present.
Yeah, thanks, Councillor Taylor. We'll get that noted. I don't see anyone else looking in. Could I get a proposer and a seconder there for item 9? Proposed by Councillor Hardy. And I'm happy to second. Thank you. Item 10 is houses in multiple occupancy, updated service level agreements, and this is Sinead Finner.
Thank you, Chair. This paper is for decision. The purpose of this report is to seek committee approval of the service level agreements between Newry Morden Down District Council and Belfast City Council in relation to the HMO service, as detailed in Appendix 1 to 3 of the report. Belfast City Council HMO service, on behalf of the 11 councils, is responsible for managing the HMO licensing scheme application process and the granting, refusal, variation and revocation of a HMO licence rests with the council. This was detailed in this evening's presentation at S&E Working Group. The previous SLA with the council and Belfast City Council in relation to HMOs was approved back in 2019, and these were written in the future tense before the HMO service was operating. The new updated SLAs now reflect the operation of the HMO service. I'd also like to highlight Report 15 on tonight's agenda in terms of the annual report of the HMO service and the activity for 25-26, so it's all related. So members are asked to approve the service level agreements between Newry Morden Down District Council and Belfast City Council in relation to the HMO service, as detailed in Appendix 1 to 3 of this report. Thank you.
Thank you, Sinead. Councillor Andrews.
Thank you very much, Chair, and Sinead for presentation. I know earlier on in the working group, and we've been talking about this, and we're getting more information on it, and I think it's I'm happy enough to support the recommendations for decision, so happy to propose that we go ahead with what you've outlined. Thanks.
Thanks. again, the working group earlier gave a fairly decent argument as to why we need HMOs. I still have concerns about them in some areas, but there was several good arguments put forward. I just wanted to ask, I know that Belfast City Council has recently increased their prices for processing these applications, and I was just wondering, is that still provide value for money for us in terms of getting Belfast City Council to do it as a service? It's something that would be even feasible for us to do on our own. Maybe it's not even an issue, we just have to do it through them.
Well, I suppose it's in relation to the employing of the staff centrally and the systems that they have in place there. And it's an 11 council model as it is. We haven't looked at the cost in terms of that, but we can take that away and have a look at it. But I haven't heard any other council looking to, you know, take that on themselves at the moment. But I can certainly look at it and feedback to you or consider it. Thank you.
And Chair, just if I could add to that, please. So at last month's committee, the revised fee structure was approved, and it was highlighted that in the report that that fee structure was based on cost recovery for Belfast City Council. However, there is a cap on the amount that can be charged, and it isn't actually full cost recovery. So there is, I suppose, asked in the background from Belfast City Council in terms of looking at actual cost recovery for the service, and that is being taken through the SOLAS grouping. Just to highlight that.
Yeah, thank you. Item 10 was proposed there by Councillor Andrews. Sorry, Councillor Riley, are you looking in?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. It was just to ask Sinead, this is really only the technicalities and the expense involved in certifying them. It doesn't mean that the council's going to go out and encourage HMOs. I think it's important that the public understand that. Thank you.
Yes, Councillor Riley, that is correct. It's just a continuation of the service and what has been provided to date. And it's, as I said, it's just continuing and ensuring the SLA is written in the present tense. We're
yeah.
Just going to continue on.
Thank you. Thank you, Sinead. Like, I'm actually opposed to HMOs because they go into settled areas and they create terrible upset. And if they can be avoided in Uri and Morn and Down, I think that's the best option in the long run. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Councillor Riley. That will be noted. Could I get a seconder there for item 10?
Please.
Councillor Young, thank you. Okay, items 11 to 13 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public, may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. Could I get a proposer and a seconder to go into closed session, please? Proposed by Councillor Larkin. Seconded by Councillor Hardy. Thank you. Whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Sustainability contracts. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Ruan, seconded by Councillor Hurtie, to award a direct contract for CCTV cameras in Newry, Warren Point and Kilkeel, and a further direct award contract for the repair and maintenance of Council CCTV systems, as detailed in Section 2 of the Officer's Report. Item 12, which was the business case for maintenance of artificial sports pitches. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Larkin, to approve the business case for the procurement of a contract for the provision of specialist maintenance services for artificial pitch maintenance. And item 13, ARC21 Joint Committee meeting in committee minutes of Thursday, the 26th of February 2026, and Joint Committee members' monthly bulletin held on the 30th of April 2026. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Young, seconded by Councillor Ruan, to note the documents. Okay, folks, items 14, 15 and 16 are all for noting, so I'm going to take them all together. If I could get a proposer and a seconder, and if there are no proposed by Councillor Larkin, and seconded by Councillor Hardy. Thank you. Yeah, folks, that concludes our meeting for tonight.